Good morning. I'm Stephen Quinn in for Rick Clough, and this is the early edition coming to you across the province this morning. Our top story this half hour, BC faces a continued job skills shortage going into 2013. Coming up, we'll find out what other job trends to look for this year. But first, here's Brian Dance from the CBC Vancouver Newsroom.
More traffic and weather in about 10 minutes.
Thank you, Amy. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, this is the early edition, province-wide on CBC Radio 1. We're at 90.5 FM in Victoria, 88.9 FM in Kelowna, and 100.1 FM if you are listening in Whistler. It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, after 7 Mountain Time. It has been a tough few years for BC employers who have needed to hire skilled labor. With the Canadian unemployment rate hovering around 7%, there are lots of people out there looking for work, but there's also a lot of work looking for people. So is that about to change in the coming year? Well, to find out, we've reached Ian Cook, the Director of Research and Learning at BC Human Resources Management Association. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
The skills shortage has been a challenge for BC businesses for a few years now. Is there any sign of it letting up in 2013?
I would say there's signs of it actually getting more complicated in 2013. I don't think it's going to let up anytime soon. One of the things that economists often identify is just how long it can take for skills mismatches to actually wash through. It can take 3 to 5 years, depending on the kind of dynamics that are underway.
And tell me about some of the adjustments then that businesses need to make to make up for this lack of skilled labor if they want to fill vacancies.
So there's probably three things that businesses need to start thinking about doing. The first is what we call not just hiring to need. Most businesses, they're tapped out, they're busy, so they don't really think about hiring until somebody's left. And at that point, they're looking around. In the past, somebody was there, but now, you know, they're finding that people aren't there. So actually trying to think out who am I going to need when and sort of putting that as a strategy, as a forward thought piece, is a key piece. Second piece is really looking for talent pools that they haven't tapped into. You know, there's great talent pools. Mothers trying to return to work is a well-documented area where there's a lot of skilled people, but they can't do 9 to 5 anymore. They might be able to do 10 to 3. They might be able to do some work from home. They're skilled people. They've built a lot of experience. They're now at a point where they're looking after family as well. So shaping work so that they can participate is a great strategy. And then other areas where BC has done a lot of great work is collaborating with the Aboriginal community to engage with those folks.
We've heard a lot this year about the skills gap, a lot of employers who have vacancies and a lot of people who are looking for work who happen to be skilled in exactly the wrong area. Is there a way that BC can fix that?
Yeah, it's not a quick fix, but one of the fixes is to start looking at training and looking at training on the job and finding ways to have people learn as they work. I mean, I think it's one of the real challenges and real sort of unfortunate parts of our time is that there are people ready, willing, you know, looking for work every day, and yet what they've been skilled to do, there aren't the slots for them. But that doesn't mean they're not capable of doing something else. It doesn't mean they're not capable of contributing. Often looking for people with the right attitude and employers actually taking the view of, you know, I'm not going to find my perfect hire, but I'm better to find a really willing and able person and train them up in what I need them to do. Rather than looking for the perfect hire. It may end up being cheaper than having to hire from overseas, and it's certainly if you give somebody that opportunity and you help them re-engage with work after they've been out of it for some time, you get a loyal and very productive employee.
Governments and employers, though, I mean, they have to gaze into a crystal ball and try to predict what they're going to need down the road. How accurate, generally, are those predictions? Do we know what skills people are going to need 5 or 6 years from now?
5 or 6 years, no. The thing we can look at a 2 to 3 year window and gauge some of that, but there's some, fairly well-documented materials around that there'll be jobs that exist in 6 years' time that you and I haven't heard of.
Right. If companies rely more on recruiting internationally, what does that mean for workers who are here already in BC?
I think it's a challenge. I think it leads to a lot of challenging social dynamics, but I also think for some workers in BC, the reality is in the world that we have now, looking for where the work is. You know, if you want to work and live in BC, then you're going to have to maybe change your sights on the kind of work you want to do. You're going to have to be able to do work that's in BC. If you want to do the work that you like and that you're good at, then you maybe have to go and find where that is. Like that's part of this whole globalization of talent is that the requirement for mobility if you want to do certain things, and that's what you're going to focus on, then going where those certain things happen is going to be a key part of actually doing the work you want to do.
And in what sectors are we going to see that growth in the coming year?
In the coming years, I mean, a lot of people are aware of the oil and gas booms, the industry, the construction areas, a lot of trades. That's always been a strong theme around trades. Is still a strong theme around trades, and then sort of the professional services that go alongside that. So engineering, project management, human resources as well are areas where we're going to see growth, and healthcare is another clear area as well.
And looking forward, are you at all optimistic about employment trends for the coming year?
I'm optimistic because I think we're going to see growth back in the economy. So I'm optimistic that employers will be adding people. I'm optimistic that employers will have had enough time with vacancies that they'll change some of their approaches to training and education and actually become more of a collaborator in that process. So I'm optimistic that not necessarily there will be lots of jobs out there, but the way in which people can get back into work, there'll be more doors open. And I'd also encourage people who are looking to work to, seek out companies who are hiring and go and say, look, here's all the things I've done. What do you need to do? Is there a way that we can actually put this together? Because what we do know of a lot of employers who are looking for people and have been looking for some time.
Ian, good to talk with you this morning. Thanks very much for the time.
Pleasure, Stephen.
Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye now.
Good to you. Bye.
That's Ian Cook. He's the Director of Research and Learning at the BC Human Resources Management Association. Love to hear your thoughts on this topic. Would you be willing to switch careers or go where the work is? Give us a call. 604-662-6690 is our talkback line. 604-662-6690. You can email us as well. early@cbc.ca.